This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States on Saturday urged its citizens in Afghanistan to avoid traveling to the Kabul airport for now, citing potential security threats near its gates. That warning, posted on the website of the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan and tweeted by the State Department in Washington, offered no detail on the nature of the threat, but conditions outside Hamid Karzai International Airport have been chaotic, with reports of people seeking to leave being beaten by Taliban fighters. The alert said because of potential security threats outside the gates at the Kabul airport, we're advising U.S. citizens to avoid traveling to the airport and to avoid airport gates at this time unless you receive individual instructions from a U.S. government representative to do so. The United States hopes to evacuate 30,000 Americans and Afghan civilians through its base in Kuwait and Qatar and says it's already helped 13,000 people leave the country since August 14th. On Friday, the U.S. military sent helicopters to rescue over 150 Americans unable to reach the airport gates, an official said. That was the first evidence that U.S. forces were willing and able to go beyond the U.S.-secured compound to help people seeking evacuation. American officials earlier confirmed that evacuation operations from Afghanistan had stalled for about 7 hours Friday because the receiving base in Qatar was overflowing. Thousands of Afghanistans already cleared to leave their country for the United States are still waiting at Kabul airport for available flights, while thousands of others wait outside. U.S. President Joe Biden has promised to help any American seeking to evacuate, but admitted the presence of thousands of U.S. soldiers at the airport does not guarantee safe passage to the vast compound. This is VOA News. Hurricane Grace battered eastern Mexico with torrential rain and howling winds early on Saturday, causing power outages, flooding, and downing trees after becoming one of the most powerful storms in years to hit the country's Gulf Coast. Grace was whipping up maximum sustained winds of 125 miles per hour, or 201 kilometers per hour, a Category 3 storm on the five-step scale when it slammed into the coast near a resort town in the Veracruz state in the early morning. Civil protection authorities in Veracruz said Grace had caused power cuts and brought down trees. Video footage and photos on social media show some damage to buildings, but no immediate reports of casualties. Vietnam's plan to prohibit residents of Ho Chi Minh City from leaving their homes beginning Monday has triggered panic buying in the epicenter of its worst coronavirus outbreak. The official Vietnam news agency said Saturday the scramble for purchases is hurting efforts in the nation's largest city to contain the spiraling COVID-19 outbreak. Witnesses and state media say long lines of people were seen outside markets and shelves at supermarkets in Ho Chi Minh City were emptying. Vietnam said on Friday it would deploy troops in the city to enforce the lockdown and deliver food supplies to citizens as the city turns to drastic measures to slow a troubling rate of coronavirus deaths. Australian police arrested hundreds of anti-lockdown protesters in Melbourne and Sydney on Saturday, and seven officers were hospitalized as a result of clashes, as the country saw its highest ever single-day rise in COVID-19 cases. Mounted police used pepper spray in Melbourne to break up crowds of more than 4,000 surging towards police lines, while smaller groups of protesters were prevented from gathering in Sydney by a large contingent of riot police. Sydney is Australia's biggest city with more than 5 million people, but it's been in a strict lockdown for 2 months, failing to contain an outbreak that has spread across internal borders and as far as neighboring New Zealand. Vandals stole a cross from outside a church in northern Israel, where Christians believe Jesus performed the miracle of the loaves and fishes, a church official said Saturday. He says thieves on Thursday pried the iron cross out of basalt rock outside the Church of the Multiplication of Loaves and Fishes, denouncing it as an anti-Christian act. The Israeli police said they had launched an investigation. In 2015, the church where Jesus is said to have fed the multitudes by multiplying loaves and fishes was torched by vandals who left behind graffiti in Hebrew. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.